You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
I got a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think that America was a better, more wholesome and healthy place during the time of Ozzie and Harriet? Well, if you answered yes, you must be the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Trust me, I'd know. Somebody asked me a few days ago what I did after I received that ridiculous ruling from the Michigan Court of Appeals. Actually, the first thing I did, I listened to that song that we just played. It just makes you happy. And we're not going to talk more about that this evening. We've talked about that pretty extensively for the past 2 weeks, although there is a couple of new articles about that situation. On our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org, an attorney reached out to me. A retired attorney reached out to me and asked if he could write an article for our website. And I'm not going to go through that article tonight because it may black pill you, and we don't want to do that. But it's there, thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's entitled Retired Attorney Explains the Edwards Decision. So go check that out. Now, again, we've covered that extensively for the last 2 weeks, so we're going to let that lie, although more information on the website. That being said, welcome to tonight's live broadcast of TPC. I'm your host, James Edwards, Saturday evening, November the 18th. And, wow, we've got a show for you. We talked about it some last week. We're going to talk about it a lot tonight. And what I'm talking about is the Roy Moore fake news controversy. It is the biggest fake news story of the year, and it very nearly rivals the fake news that surrounded Donald Trump last year. We are really going to sink our teeth into that this first hour. The media manufactured so-called controversy surrounding the good judge, Roy Moore. We're going to inject a healthy dose of common sense into that one. A little later on in the show, very special guest tonight, Walter Yerkue. Walter Yerkue was an officer in the New York Police Department's 75th Precinct and now stars in the incredible documentary called The 7-5, which is available on Netflix. Now, I actually watched this documentary earlier today before coming to the radio station. It is a riveting film that examines the case of Mike Dowd, a corrupt Brooklyn cop who became dirtier than the drug dealers he was supposed to be policing. So you're going to hear more about this amazing true story that was turned into a Netflix documentary. And one of the stars of that documentary, Walter Yerkue, will be our guest tonight. But first, as I promised, Roy Moore. Something about Roy Moore before we even get into the current events. I had told you before that Roy Moore had distanced himself from us at some point years ago. I couldn't even remember all of the details about that, but I will get to that, and then we're going to get into the main event. But I will tell you this first about Roy Moore. He must be a good man. I have never seen the lying press and the establishment insiders rush so quickly to spread accusations with no proof whatsoever as incontrovertible fact as they have in this case. Plus, he's being sold out by Russell Moore and the Southern Baptist Convention. So anyone who has all the right enemies is immediately a candidate to be a friend of mine. Now, many of you will, of course, remember Judge Roy Moore for his defense of the Ten Commandments in his courtroom a few years ago and his righteous opposition to so-called gay marriage. Unlike Russell Moore, Roy Moore has actually paid a price for his faith. The former is a coward, the latter a hero. These days, of course, Roy Moore is poised to become the next United States Senator from the great state of Alabama, and the regime is doing everything they can to take him out. I suppose Roy Moore would be more socially acceptable if he just advocated for righteous things like, oh, I don't know, women murdering their babies while they're defenseless in the room. If he advocated for something like that, he would be an okay guy. Or men marrying other men. No, he'd be okay then. But as someone tweeted to me earlier this week, and this has been really my singular focus on Twitter this week, the political class is full of people whose skeletons are piled knee-high in their closets. Yet these same people now intend to crucify Roy Moore over unsubstantiated allegations? Well, wasn't that well put? And where was this moral outrage when Bill Clinton was on the prowl? But to be clear, I stand by Roy Moore. I would vote for him in a heartbeat. Because of all of this, I would love to move my residency to Alabama before December the 12th, and I'd vote for him twice if I lived there. I say that even though he disappointed me, frankly, years ago in a 2012 Montgomery Advertiser article. Now, this Montgomery Advertiser article, that's the daily newspaper in Montgomery, it turned a very tenuous link. You know how they link. Everybody's linked. A link between us into a front page news story. The article was published at a time when Roy Moore was running for Chief Justice. Let's go through this very quickly, get this out of the way, and then we're going to really focus on what's going on down there right now. The article reads, nearly two-thirds of Roy Moore's funding in his race for Chief Justice came from a Maryland-based attorney who has affiliations with extremist groups like the League of the South. Michael Perutka has contributed $50,000 to the Moore campaign, making up the vast majority of the $78,000 that the former Chief Justice had received. Moore said Thursday, now again, this is back in 2012, during an interview that the money came from Perutka and his brother. The former Chief Justice also said he was not aware of Perutka's affiliation with the League of the South, a group advocating secession, or of his appearance on the Political Cesspool, a Memphis, Tennessee-based program that advocates white nationalism. The Political Cesspool, where Perutka had been a guest, is hosted by James Edwards, who the Anti-Defamation League calls a white supremacist who has called forced integration a march towards totalitarianism. Moore said he did not share the belief of Edwards or of the League of the South, and that neither he or anyone in his campaign had secession ideas. Okay, let's talk about that very quickly. You know how this works. Michael Perutka has appeared on this show a couple of times. He donated to Roy Moore, so therefore Roy Moore has to answer for things that I say. And I will bet you a dollar to a donut, knowing how the media works, that the media cornered him. They said, what do you think about James Edwards? What he said? Well, what did James Edwards say? And then they'll go into a lie. Well, James Edwards said he is for slavery. He supports the Holocaust. You know, they'll lie. They'll make up all of these things. And I'm sure Roy Moore said, well, I don't believe in those things. And then they run feverishly to their typewriters to say that Roy Moore denounced James Edwards. I would guarantee you that is about how it went if we could have been a fly on the wall on that particular day. So when I read that, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me at all. And we're going to drop that and move on. The reason I brought that up at all is to say, if anybody had a personal reason to say, well, Roy Moore may not be a guy worthy of our support, here's why. He distanced himself pretty quick when the pressure got turned up. No. He has faced pressure the likes of which a diamond couldn't withstand. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's all going to be about the current issue. Stay tuned.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, I understand from our producer and good friend Sam Bushman that we have a very unexpected and most pleasant surprise. We were talking just a moment ago about Judge Moore, a man that we support 100% and hope will become and trust God's will be done, and he will become the next United States Senator from the state of Alabama. And we have with us now the one and only Michael Peruca, who has been with us before, who we supported for president, and we support as a good man and a friend of liberty. Michael, are you there?
I am. Thank you, James. It's good to be with you, sir.
It's been a while. It's good to have you back. Well, again, we did not have this on the docket tonight, but we always want to make time for you, and I appreciate Sam for facilitating this. Just very quickly, Michael, I know it's a Saturday night. You didn't have this planned, so we'll keep you one segment and let you fly. But I was okay. Revisiting.
I want to tell you, James, when Sam says good morning, I write it down. So I'm doing whatever Sam tells me to do.
Hey, he's got us all in line. That's why he's the marshal. Well,
I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No. You can always do that. Just very quickly, I mean, the way the media and, frankly, the Southern Baptist Church has treated not his own church, but the leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention has treated Roy Moore in light of these still baseless accusations has just been horrifying to me. I was revisiting a very old article where Roy Moore was asked about his association with you and through you, a very tenuous link to me, in a Montgomery Advertiser piece in 2012. And this is the game the media always plays. But forget all of that. Let's talk about the current situation. I'm sure you're watching this, and I'm sure, like me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you would like there to be one God-fearing man in the United States Senate. What is your take on everything that's happening in Alabama in recent weeks?
Like you just used the word horrifying, James. I think that's a good way to say it. Certainly, the accusations that have been brought against Roy Moore are, with regard to their timing and with regard to their substance, are very suspicious. I think anybody with a fair mind would have to say that. Of course, we are apt to believe the first story that we hear, especially if it tends to confirm what we already believe or if it supports our pre-existing agenda. And, James, I look to the book of Proverbs, that's in chapter 18 and verse 17, says the one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him, which is an interesting verse because it actually It actually is the biblical basis for what we use, what the cross-examination we use in a courtroom. And the point is, during this episode, the fundamental fairness of that and the due process has been jettisoned, just totally thrown away. And we're pummeled by the media to consider these things to be to be true, and we're forced, we're coerced to say, oh well, if he did this, he's got to quit. Well, by the same token, one might say, if these charges are false, the person who brought those charges should suffer the same consequence, right? That seems to be lost from the national conversation, I think, and it ought to be there. For my part, I don't even like to talk about things that I don't know, and I could just tell you, James, what I know, and avoid speculation and hearsay. And sure. My statement that I've made is this: in my 15 years of friendship with Judge Moore, and private conversations and public conversations, et cetera, I've never seen him do anything or heard him say anything that's consistent with these accusations. Just nothing. Like, that's my witness. I can say that, and I'm happy to say that. And I pray for him and his family, and I pray for his accusers, and I pray for the people of Alabama.
I don't think that could be stated any better, and I'm so thankful for Sam for reaching out to you on a moment's notice, and even more grateful for you coming on equally short notice to share with us that testimony. I don't know the man personally. I know him as well as anybody could that has only followed his career. And, of course, everything that I've read about him is something that I, as a Christian, am very much supportive of. And with regards to that, to not put you on a spot, Michael, but
– that's all right.
In the church, and I've been a member of a Southern Baptist church my entire life. I grew up in the church. I know Roy Moore is a member of a Southern Baptist church. To his pastor's credit, his pastor has stood behind the member of his flock. But other people in that denomination, namely Russell Moore and Al Mohler, I have seen on CNN this week, basically condemning Judge Moore based on the accusation. Now, in the church, what happened to the standard of two or three witnesses being called before a hearing of an accusation against an elder could ever even take place? Would any of these Southern Baptist leaders resign based simply on an accusation? And how are we supposed to tell the difference between a real or a fake accusation? Are you surprised in the response of his own convention in light of these accusations, Michael?
Well, yes. What you say is true. You're referring to the Deuteronomy passage that says that you need two witnesses to bring this kind of indictment. We don't really even have one consistent witness. We have, at the very best, we have a he said she said. Well, I don't know. For my part, I don't know any of these people making these accusations, but I know Roy Moore, and again I can say that in the times that I've known him, I've never heard him make a lewd comment, if you will, but his very presence, his dignity, his decorum, prevents others from doing so in his presence. He's just the opposite of what he's being accused of in my personal experience, and again, that's my testimony. I know him. I don't know them, so I have no reason to withdraw my support from him. I have no reason to withdraw my friendship from him, and I don't know why the church would withdraw its support based on what has happened so far, from, as you say, from a biblical precept, from a biblical understanding.
Well, that was one of the things that first came to my mind, and I would ask you this. This is the last thing we have time for, and we're going to let you enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. And God bless you, sir, for your great work. I mean it, for your great work and for your commitment to a righteous cause your entire life.
Thank you.
You've set a great example. Do you think forces of evil are at work against Roy Moore right now?
Well, I think yes, of course. This, you know, we don't battle flesh and blood, of course. We battle principalities, and that's That's what that I think is what's going on. This is the time. The trumpet has been sounded. God has put this man, Roy Moore, in a position where he has the opportunity to effect great change and to be a great witness in the United States Senate. They can't stand what he stands for, is what it comes down to. And this is the time for us to be bold in our support for him. We have no reason not to be. We shouldn't be intimidated away from that by these by accusations that have not been proven.
Amen. Michael, thank you for setting an example for good men, Christian men to follow, and thank you for coming on the show again tonight on a moment's notice to share with us your personal testimony from a personal relationship and friendship by all accounts, a great man. These accusations notwithstanding, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's been great to be with you. Thank you.
Michael Perutka, everybody. There he goes. And thank you, Sam, for putting that together. Eddie, I know you have talked with
– I was on fire to talk to him.
I'm sorry. I thought we let him go so you could make your comment. I didn't know you wanted to say it to him.
Michael has sent me two free of charge of his constitutional kits. Maybe I can briefly speak about that when we come back.
We'll do that when we come back. What a gem.
He's the man.
What a great way to kick off the show to have him come on and
talk about
his personal relationship with Roy Moore. We're going to talk about Roy Moore for the rest of the hour. It's going to be hard to top that one, though. What a segment. Thank you, Sam. We'll be back right after this.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D.com.
welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, we weren't expecting to have Michael Perutka share his testimony about his friendship with Roy Moore tonight, but we're sure glad he did it. And a lot more about Roy Moore this hour. A lot of stuff we have to get to. But very quickly, Eddie, Rush Limbaugh is saying the Republicans did it. I can see that. But share, you have some history with, of course, Michael Perutka has been on this show before. He came on quite regularly years ago, back when he ran for president under the Constitution Party banner. Great man. We love him. And you've talked to him more recently than I have and done some stuff behind the scenes.
Yes, I have.
Very quickly.
I'd just like to briefly comment on Sam. On the fly, he pulls Michael Perutka out of the air like a rabbit out of a hat.
From our lips to Sam's ear.
You know what? Like I told Sam during the break, and this is true. If all of a sudden I was appointed admiral of the Turkish Navy, Sam would have a uniform already on hand with all the rank insignia, all the paraphernalia in the servants and the whole nine yards. He would have it just like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. But that's true. But when Michael Perutka, he's a good friend. I've talked to him recently. I hadn't talked to him in a couple of months now. I have both of his constitutional courses.
And he sent that to you free of charge.
Free of charge.
All of it free on the house by the Institute for the Constitution for you to put on a course at your former church. How did that go over at the church?
Not one stinking church will touch it with a 10-foot pole. No, they went, and I begged and begged and raised Holy Cain about that, and they would not let me put it on. But I could answer
a
the
course
question.
From Michael Perutka, a Christian conservative on the Constitution. That was a bridge
they won't have anything to do with that. But, of course, James asked Michael Perutka, do you think evil forces are attacking
Roy Moore.
Yeah, Roy Moore, senior moment. Of course that's what it is. Of course that's who's attacking him. It's evil. Like Michael Perutka said, like me and Sam and James paraphrased and quoted a million times, we fight not against principalities.
Well, but he quoted that. Now, you say that about every show.
We need to say that every show.
Listen,
that's who we're fighting, and that's why the evil forces in Washington, D.C. are fighting him so bad, because Inspector Rothstein has said 1,000 times, conservatively speaking, at least one-third of Washington, D.C. are pedophiles and drug peddlers, et cetera.
Well, get this, Eddie.
That's why they hate him.
This is absolutely scary. So you have with Roy Moore probably the most moral man, a man with the highest level of integrity
that
could possibly be elected to the Senate. And you know what the Senate is saying in response? Cory Gardner, who is sort of the head of the Senate for the GOP side, when I read this, It showed me democracy is a sham. It's time to start over and come up with a better idea. And I know we're a constitutional republic and not a straight democracy,
correct,
but this whole idea is just a farce. When I read that Republican politicians are considering taking a vote after Roy Moore's election to expel him from his seat because he does not meet, quote, the ethical and moral requirements of the United States Senate, end quote, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this man had to be genuine. You know, the last time that happened, when the Senate returned a man from his seat or ejected him from his seat, it was in the War Between the States. Hadn't happened since the 1860s. When the Republicans are saying Mitch McConnell, Cory Gardner, they're saying that, well, they didn't even do that with trafficking. I mean, he went to jail, but two-thirds of the Senate, no, that was different. Two-thirds of the Senate has to vote a person out. Now, if they're elected and the Senate votes them out, they're out. They're going to do that, they say, or are considering doing that with Roy Moore. When I read that, I knew he had to be the real deal.
Well, you know what,
James? I pray he wins the seat for the Senate. I mean, this is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Well, you know what, James? It's true.
May come to that.
And you know what? I will agree with these Republicans. No, he doesn't meet their standards of morality because their standards of morality are those of Beelzebub and Judge Roy Moore, and our standards of morality, Sam's, are with Jesus Christ. And that's what the battle is all about. We cannot say that enough. That's what the battle is all about. And I'm going to say this right here. I hope in the way they do expel Roy Moore, because it will show all these cucks in the Republican Party what the true Republican Party is about. But you
know
what?
If you finally somehow,
but they probably won't care.
A populist, a true, I hate to use the word conservative, but Roy Moore is the real deal. I mean, Roy Moore is the real deal.
He's a paleoconservative.
He has a lot of the things we would want, absolutely. And they're basically saying is, you elect him, we're going to send him back because we don't give a damn what you elect. It's only going to be the people we want in here, and we're going to use. And come on, you don't think?
I hope they do.
You don't think that the deep state could get a handful of women to come up and make a baseless allegation against him? Give me a break.
You know why? I hope they do that. I hope they do kick Roy Moore.
I hope they don't.
Because you know what? Because that will be the litmus test that will show us exactly how far the United States, the populace of the United States, has gone down into the sewer. Because if they kick Roy Moore out, then the good part of that could be the people, the few righteous people left, will rise up in righteous indignation and kick these sorry slimes out of the government forever. Either that, or if they don't do that, it's gone.
They probably wouldn't do that. You can't put faith in your fellow man. Let's get back to some of these accusers. So some of these accusers, one of them hired Gloria Allred. Anything Gloria Allred's involved with is going to be satanic. I mean, we know that. And she tried to end Trump's campaign by charging that Trump tried to kiss this innocent hardcore porn actress. And she had this porn actress appear at a press conference, and she produced a picture that she had taken with Donald Trump as if that was evidence that he had somehow assaulted her. And the same thing here. Gloria Allred appeared with one of these accusers of Roy Moore, and she produced a book that he had supposedly autographed. And that was the whole proof. That was the evidence that he had somehow molested her, because he supposedly, and he denies that he even signed this yearbook. But he supposedly signed this yearbook. Well, blow me down, as Popeye would say. If he autographed the book, he must have molested her. Yes, I get it now.
Yeah, I see.
But when the going gets tough, the cucks get going. I saw where Ted Cruz, all of these other people, have rescinded their support of Judge Moore. Judge Moore said he didn't date girls without their mother's permission. You know what I call that in the South? What we call it? That's called being polite. That's supposed to be some damning evidence against him.
Well, I had to do that. When I started dating my wife, I had to go there and show up front and center, and I had to pass inspection for her mom and daddy. And I'm going to tell you what, that was a very tense moment the first couple of times, because you know what? I wasn't received rightly.
I know why. I know you. I can know why that was.
And you know what? It was a thin margin. But, you know, I had to do that.
Well, and I got another one for you. Ivanka Trump, again, offered another exhibit this week in the case for why women shouldn't be involved in political leadership. She said there's a special place in hell for Roy Moore. I'm sorry, sweetheart. There's a special place in hell for people who don't accept Christ as Savior. Like, oh, I don't know, your Jewish husband, maybe?
That's right. Exactly
so
right.
There's that. She may
I gotta chime in on that
try
quick,
consider considering something other than the fact that Moore is a man and his accusers are women. And maybe, like, try to ascertain the truth without regard to gender. Maybe seek justice. An accusation doesn't make something a fact. And I'm not saying anyone's going to hell because of how they were born, whether it's Jew or Arab or white or black or any. But if you don't accept Christ, according to the Bible, you will go to hell. So I think there's a very good chance that Roy Moore will be in heaven, based upon what we know, and some other people that she may know will not be. And there's that.
You know what? Speaking of what you – I'm going to back up what you said, James. Going to 1 John – second chapter, King James Version. You know, he talks about Ivanka Trump's Jewish husband. It says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same has not the Father." And that goes to your Jewish husband, Mr. Ivanka Trump.
And we pray that Jared Kushner repents and becomes a Christian and comes to know Christ. And anybody, Brother Nathaniel
Kapner. He won't know.
Hey, we don't know that, Eddie. We hope he does. But what we do know is Brother Nathaniel was born into a Jewish family.
Yes, he was.
He accepted Christ, and he's one of our greatest heroes. So it has nothing to do with any of the other stuff. It has all to do with Christ.
Oh. Okay.
But I will say this. In defense of her father, Donald Trump has been remarkably silent about this. And you could say, well, he shouldn't have been silent. He should come out and slam down the gauntlet in favor of Roy Moore.
Well,
he should.
His silence,
I think.
His silence spoke volumes.
I agree with that. To me, that's enough. I will give credit to the Alabama GOP. You know, some of the state Republican parties are okay. I mean, okay. That's not to say they're good, but they're okay. And down there, Republican Governor Kay Ivey says she's going to vote for Roy Moore on Election Day. She said that a couple of days ago. The Republican Party of Alabama came out in strong support of Roy Moore just a couple of days ago. So that Southern loyalty is still on display in the great state of Alabama. Sam Bushman wrote a glowing endorsement of Roy Moore. We're standing behind Roy Moore. Roy Moore is going to be elected on December 12th. We'll talk more about that in a minute. I went out on a limb. Not out on a limb. I called it as I saw it. I said in March of 2016, when everybody said there was no chance, I said Donald Trump's going to be the next president of the United States. I said it all the way through Election Day, and by God, he was. Roy Moore is going to be a United States Senator on December 12th. You mark my words right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this will work. Guess who's going to have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill, or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us, too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this show's going by so fast, we may stay here all night long. I say that on occasion, but this is a topic that I'm very passionate about, and it has hit a raw nerve.
Well, you need to show some signs.
I saw a new victim, quote-unquote, came forward a couple of days ago to confess that Roy Moore had asked her out on a date. I mean, imagine the horror. Somebody said, you know, he called me and asked me on a date. He was at the mall, and he asked me on a date. He tried to kiss me. You know, God help Roy Moore for living in a time, you know, we're talking about 40, 50 years ago, living at a time when men chased women, when boys chased girls. I mean, heaven forbid that happened. The age of consent in Alabama is 16. So, except for the case in which he supposedly molested a yearbook by allegedly autographing it, I'm not sure of any laws that have been broken except for rampant defamation. Now, I don't know what's motivating these women. I want Donald to get both forgeries solved. The yearbook and the birth certificate. We're really waiting on that birth certificate. But the main one here is this Lee Korfman. Now, she was supposedly 14 when he molested her by autographing her yearbook. And I don't know what's motivating a lot of these accusations. And you got to admit, he has been in the news nonstop for years. The former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He has been a national polarizing lightning rod for years and years, and never before a month out of him being nominated to the United States Senate, where the Republicans have like a one-seat advantage, did any of these women feel compelled to come forward. Now, are they lying? Are they doing it for money? I don't know. Could be. But I can tell you what is far more likely. You get all of these Antichrist press agencies, all of these Antichrist newspapers
going
Antichrist. Down there.
Make no mistake.
They're Antichrist to the core. And Roy Moore is a good Christian man by all we can tell. And they go down there and they're combing through anybody they can find that can come up with a charge against Roy Moore. They say, you know, did you know Roy Moore? Oh, yeah, I knew him. He asked me out when I was, 17. How old was he? 30. Well, that's molestation. If you really think about it, that could be molestation. Oh, yeah, he molested me, right? Yo, you're the Washington Post. You're the New York Times. Yeah. I'm not saying that's how it went down, but I could easily see that being the way it goes down. Few people in the world have more experience with the press than me, and few people realize more than me how dishonest and how evil the press is. I could easily see something like that going down if they thought that it could elect this soy boy, this cuck-faced Democrat. I can see that happening. But why would these women who claim to be conservative Christians, why would they want to elect a guy like Doug Jones who's going to continue to oversee the slaughter of unborn babies and on and on and on? Keith brought this up too. Again, excuse him for living in a time when a boy chased girls. It's not like today where everything's rape, everything's an assault, everything's a molestation. Yeah, Keith brought this up yesterday, Eddie, when we were visiting. In Roy Moore's time, the biggest sexual sins were homosexuality and interracial marriage.
Exactly, exactly.
It wasn't a 30-year-old going after a 20-year-old. Somebody else brought this up on Twitter. As I said, my Twitter handle has been pretty much exclusively dedicated to this situation over the course of the last few days. But typically, now Roy Moore was in the military, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he was an officer.
So he had that
yes,
time.
He went to West Point.
Then he came back and established himself in his career. So he was a few years
West
behind
Point
the
grad.
Curve by being in the military, and then he established himself. Throughout the course of human history, and somebody tweeted this to me, and it was a pretty prescient point. For all of human history, until at least the past couple of decades, it was normal for young men to establish themselves professionally and then find a late teen to early 20s woman to bear their children. What's sick is, what was he supposed to do? Find some late 20s, early 30-year-old woman who had been with 1,000 guys or perhaps was a divorcee, something like that. If the point is this, Roy Moore, 30, going after a 20-year-old, a late teen, even if that happened, I don't see anything wrong with it. The only thing I see wrong with that is he's guilty of being an alpha male, which is a very serious crime in the current year. But I'll say this, when I met the woman who would become my wife, and she was 15. Now, we didn't become intimate at the time, but that's when we met. Sam Bushman was 22 when he met his wife. She was 16.
In church, I may add.
We both met our wives in church. So I just don't see the problem. And I'll give you another example. It's a problem when you're a God-fearing conservative and when you're a white Southern male, that's for sure. But I'll give you what wasn't a problem
I'll tell you what the problem is.
This is just showing the media's hypocrisy.
Because we're ruled by a homosexual society now. And see, he's a healthy James, you, Sam.
Very healthy.
Very healthy Christians. And you know what? And you are not homosexuals. That's the whole problem, because you're not a stinking homosexual. That's why they're coming down on you, man. Roy Moore is a very healthy alpha male, a Christian. You know, he's heterosexual.
And so what if
he's got theories? That's why they're
saying,
attacking him.
He went to a mall and asked a girl out, or he asked girls out at a mall. So what? None of that matters. Are you kidding me? None of that matters at all. And I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for all the reasons we said. It doesn't matter for any myriad of reasons. But the press is so full of you-know-what. Does anybody know a singer named Nick Lachey? Nick Lachey was married to Jessica Simpson. Maybe you know her. After Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey got a divorce, Nick Lachey was 32 years old. He began seeing a girl named Kristen Cavallari, who was 19. She starred on a reality show called The Hills or Laguna Beach or something. I don't know what it was called. I don't watch that stuff. But the bottom line is, it was a 32-year-old singer who was married to Jessica Simpson, dating this reality star who was 19. 32-year-old man, 19-year-old female. Exactly the age difference between Roy Moore and all of his alleged accusers. And the press said, oh, wow, cute couple. Isn't it great? Are they hooking up? Oh, they make such a cute. Or maybe they're just friends. Oh, but maybe they're hooking up, you know. They would make such a great couple if they got together. You know, so it was assumed that these two people, 32 and 19 in Hollywood, were having sex. And it was just, oh, how cute. Oh, they make such a good couple. Nick and Kristen, 32 and 19. Oh, but no, when it's Roy Moore doing the same thing 40 or 50 years ago, oh, it's molestation. How could a 30-year-old man want to – what 30-year-old man would want a 19 or 20-year-old when he could have a 50-year-old? I mean, God, nobody would want that. I mean, it's so disgusting, the double standard, the hypocrisy. That's not molestation. The age of consent in Alabama is 16. The age of consent in Alabama is 16. It's not a crime. Let's talk about Nancy Wells. Now, tell me a little more. Now, she's 71 years old. She is the mother of Lee Korfman, who was the only one that was under the age of consent that's hurling baseless allegations or unproven allegations. Right now, she's 71. She's the mother of Lee Korfman. Her daughter's 53. How far apart is that? When does she have her baby? 71? And 53, she had her baby when she was 18 years old. Now, nobody's bringing that up. Maybe 17, based on the birthdays, how they fall. That's pretty interesting. Did she have a husband? Was it a husband? Was it a legitimate baby? How comes none of that's being brought up? That's a very interesting point that no one has brought up except for Liberty Roundtable, Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com. Eddie?
That's for sure. Well, like I said, you know, now, if Roy Moore was out doing the yeah, why does the girl have a yearbook at Christmas anyway?
And he's saying he didn't sign it and that it's forged. Well, we'd like to see the evidence of that. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you somebody. Yeah, who's getting their yearbook signed at Christmas? That's a good point. You get that at the end of the year. Jesse Lee Peterson. Now, we love Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yes, we do.
It's not all about race. Jesse Lee Peterson, black pastor. I appeared on CNN with him. He and I were partners on CNN in an hour-long debate with two anti-white hate mongers. And Sam Bushman syndicates the Jesse Lee Peterson show on this network. Jesse Lee Peterson tweeted out this week, Roy Moore is under attack for being a straight, white, conservative Christian man of power.
That's the whole thing.
That is what he said. And he was spot on. Thank you, Jesse Lee, for saying that, for speaking truth to power. That's why Judge Roy Moore is under attack. And I will tell you, look at their faces. I have a picture of Lee Korfman. Whoever appeared with Gloria Allred, I think it was Korfman. You can look at their faces. You're not going to cry. She was crying about this 40 years after it supposedly happened. And it's not like he raped her, tied her down. He like asked her out. And he was the judge in her own divorce case, and she didn't ask him to be recused. And in 1999, failed to mention that. Hey, all of this is a farce from the pit of hell, ladies and gentlemen. But you look at Roy Moore's face and her face side by side. She's dressed up like a clown. I mean, not to demean her for her appearance, but you could tell a lot. First impressions mean a lot. I believe that. You look at their faces side by side, and you tell me which one looks more trustworthy and more honorable. And I'll tell you, it's the judge. And anybody that would hire Gloria Allred, you're not coming from the right place.
You know what? It's really pretty simple. We can just, you know, talk about this all night long, but it's really here's the core. This is the kernel inside the nut. Judge Roy Moore has been consistent his entire career since we've been following him. He is a Christian. He's
paid the price, and you know it's real when you pay a price.
He paid the price for insisting on having the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court of Alabama. They kicked him out for that. They hate him because he's a Christian. They know he's a Christian. They know he's a filthy homosexual. And listen, we are ruled
heterosexual.
By the Spirit.
Heterosexual.
We're ruled by the Spirit of Antichrist. The Spirit of Antichrist is stone cold homosexual.
All right, we'll be back.
That's what it boils down to.
We'll be back. More on this in the second hour. Big guest in the third. Stay tuned.
Pool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.